Graphic of two small birds flying. Text, Hallmark Channel presents. Title, The Good Witch's Wonder. Text, Catherine Bell. Chris Potter. Hannah Endicott Douglas. Matthew Knight. Peter McNeil. Catherine Disher. A Small Bird Flies. Text, Ashley Leggett. Rachel Wilson. Paul Popowatch. Casting by Lisa Parrison CSA and John Comerford CSA. Editor, Mark Sanders. Production Designer, Marin Wyack. Director of Photography, John Barry CSC. A woman walks through a kitchen. She opens a file drawer. She takes out a tan file. She licks her fingers and flips through the file. She shoves a paper from the file into her bag. She takes pieces of jewelry out of the case. She puts a necklace into her bag. Text, Executive Producer, Frank Siracusa. She opens a closed drawer and goes through it. She finds a roll of cash. She looks scared as she hears a car outside. She takes her bag and leaves through a back door. A man turns on a light in the house. He picks up an envelope from a stack on the floor. He throws it back down. He opens the back door and looks out. He doesn't see anything unusual in the yard. Exterior of an old stone building.
Citizens of Middleton, my many, many supporters, friends and well-wishers, today I commence my first term as your newly elected mayor. I shall bring the same dedication to this office as our previous mayor, Ms. Cassie Nightingale, with perhaps a tad less mystery.
Cassie's photo falls.
But before we begin a new era for Middleton, let us welcome to the podium a woman who has given us all so very, very much.
Cassie smiles coyly as she looks on.
Our former mayor, Cassie! Oh, why must you always pop up like that, my heart?
Mine too, Martha. It's so full at this special time.
What?
Oh,
yes. Let's start again from the beginning.
It is a new beginning for both of us.
Cassie smiles at Martha.
I thought that rehearsal went well. And thank you for the lovely tribute, Martha, and for all the things you did for me when I was mayor.
Well, it is a big job, Cassie. Too much for most women.
Well, if you need anything at all, I will be there for you. Now that the kids are growing up.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll be sure to keep that in mind.
Madam Mayor, we have a problem.
Oh, well, that's why I was elected.
Your Middleton Botanical Gardens project, it's going to cost more than you thought.
Oh, well, $1,000 more here and there is
$177,000.
What? Are you sure they didn't misplace the decimal point?
Perhaps it's that waterfall you wanted.
It's mostly the waterfall, because the park is totally flat.
I will raise that money at our fundraiser next week.
Spoken in the spirit of a true leader. In honor of your leadership, Martha, I'd like you to have this. It's from my shop.
How very cute.
It's a Kachina doll made by the Hopi Indians. It's a carving of one of their old great chiefs.
Old?
The chief will inspire you to great leadership and goodwill.
Well, where am I going to put this lovely little... Oh, I know, maybe right in here, just for safekeeping.
Well, I'll let you get back to work. There is one other official I'd like to thank before I go.
Cassie walks away from them.
Oh, she was a great mayor. I'm gonna miss her.
Martha gives her tablet to her assistant and walks after Cassie.
Cass, what are you doing here?
I just dropped by to say thank you for all the great things you did for me when I was mayor.
What kind of thank you do you have in mind?
Cassie kisses Jake.
Well, it's great to be appreciated. Appreciate me more.
I would love to, but I've got to get back to my shop.
Oh, did you find anybody to hire yet?
Not yet, but I'm sure the right person will come along soon.
Well, I hope so, because you're going to be busy with Brandon and Tara and the... Oh, Martha.
Jake answers his phone.
Hello, Martha. Okay. Yeah, I'll be there in a minute. First day as mayor, she's already driving me crazy. Oh, what was I saying?
Oh, about Brandon. It seems like yesterday he was our little boy.
I know. And now he's getting married in 4 months?
He'll be here sooner than we think. Look at Grace, how fast she's growing. I mean, she's already off to school.
Do you remember her first day, how excited she was to go?
How misty-eyed I was. I didn't want to let her go. I just wanted to hold her and hug her forever.
She just walked in there, head up, little Miss Independent.
She never even looked back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we were a wreck.
With everyone doing their own thing. It's just times lately when the house feels so lonely.
Oh, this family will always be close. And do you know why? It's because of you, Cassie.
I shouldn't be so melancholy. After all, things change.
For the better. Like your new haircut.
They kiss.
Not a chance. No way. It's not happening, Martha.
This is the new look for our police department.
New? No cop has worn that in 100 years.
Perfectly in keeping with my new town slogan, moving forward, looking back.
Martha, a police uniform has to command respect.
Not laughter.
Well, maybe you could...
This is strictly between me and my chief of police.
I don't understand. Our uniforms were fine for every other mayor.
Chief Russell, I am not every other mayor.
Say that again.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
A male police officer looks at Cassie.
I said nothing, Madam Mayor.
Martha walks off. A teacher smiles at a student playing with shapes on a floor. She goes back to writing at her desk. She looks up again and the student is gone.
Grace. Grace. Come out, wherever you are.
Hi, Miss Bryson.
Oh, there you go again, always popping up out of nowhere. Just like your mother. Come in.
Grandpa!
Grace runs over to her grandpa.
Sorry I'm late.
That's all right, Mr. O'Hanrahan. I had some paperwork. And apparently, Grace wanted to play hide and seek.
Grace, you can play when you're at home. When you're at school, you have to learn your lessons.
Why?
Because that's what you do at school.
Actually, I do encourage the children to play as much as possible.
You do?
Yes. Kindergarten is a place where learning should be fun.
But they are learning, reading, writing.
And arithmetic. But the way we teach it now is very different.
I see.
Actually, Grace has been very interested in numbers lately.
Ask me a numbers question.
All right. Pretend you have two cookies. The teacher takes one cookie, and I take one cookie. What's left?
Tears.
Well, she is correct in a creative kids kind of way.
But 2 minus 2 is still 0. I know teaching methods have changed.
And I need to change with the times.
What I need is the best possible education for my granddaughter.
And that's exactly what I'm here for. Grace, honey, I'll see you in a few days, okay?
How come?
We're closed for our professional development days.
I see. Grace? Come on, sweetie.
Bye.
Grace waves at Miss Bryson as she leaves with her grandpa. Exterior of a school. A male student sits at a table and looks over at a female student. He looks away and stares ahead and turns back to her.
Hey, Lori, congrats on your first article.
Thanks, Jim. Did you like it?
Like it? Yeah. No. It was great, Everly. Didn't have to do any editing at all. You've been here a week. You hardly need me anymore.
Well, I'll try and make more mistakes next time.
So I guess you had to do a lot of research on that.
For online dating disasters? Huh. I didn't have to do any research. I'm living it.
Why? I mean, are you looking for a boyfriend?
Well, my brother's wedding's coming up, and it'd be nice to have someone to go with.
Well, I'm sure you'll find somebody.
Yeah. 4 months and ticking.
Well, there's one thing I've learned about you already. You work well on a deadline.
She smiles at him. He sits back down. Exterior of Bell, book and candle shop.
Tibetan finger symbols. You know, let me check in the back for you.
Cassie moves to the back of the shop. A woman walks into the shop. She looks around at the items in the store. She handles the necklace.
The stones are Merlinite quartz. I'll be right with you. I have it on order. I'll call you as soon as they come in. You're welcome. Pardon me. Brandon, how's it going?
Hey, Cassie. I'm pretty good. How are things with you?
Well, at the moment, I have a new customer. And I have a double batch of my chicken vindaloo cooking back at home.
Mmm, one of my favorites. Hey, Tara and I are coming to visit tonight along with your Aunt Beverly.
Oh, what a nice surprise.
Yeah. Tara has this business conference in town, so we'll probably be there around dinner time. I could pick up some takeout if... Wait, didn't you just say that you were cooking a double batch of my favorite dish? How did you... Thank you, Cassie.
I can't wait to see you.
Cassie hangs up. She sighs.
Isn't that precious? You can open it.
Cassie moves towards the customer.
It's an antique silver set. Wow. Solid silver. Beautiful oak leaf design. You know, you're the first person that ever noticed that. Cassie, Nightingale.
Audrey. I'm Audrey Bennett.
Oh, the same name as the Boston company that forged this silver.
What a coincidence.
Perhaps.
They look at each other with curiosity.
Are you here to visit family?
No, I don't have any family.
Oh, no, I didn't either when I first arrived. I found my family here in Middleton, and I've been here ever since.
I've been moving around a lot, and that gets pretty lonely, too.
I know what that's like. But it's a motivation to make new friends.
Audrey nods.
I was looking for a nice place to settle down, so I did a web search for charming towns, and this town, your town, came up, just top of the list.
Middleton. What a coincidence.
Perhaps.
They stare at each other. Audrey looks to her left. She moves over to a shelf and picks up a bottle.
A strange little bottle. Root extract. Builds confidence and concentration.
Do you drink it? Like medicine?
Aromatherapy. The sense of smell connects directly to the brain and channels your chi. Interested?
Yeah. I've always been interested in medicine. I wanted to be a veterinarian, but, you know, life
pulls us in so many directions.
Audrey looks up at Cassie.
Exactly.
It's on sale.
I could probably use it, but the truth is what I really need right now is a job so that I can pay for it.
Well, it is your lucky day.
Audrey sets the bottle down. Cassie takes a help wanted sign from the window. Audrey looks at the sign.
When can you start?
first thing tomorrow.
I'll see you then.
Thank you. This is just what I needed.
Me too.
Audrey smiles and waves at Cassie. Audrey passes Martha walking in on her way out.
Oh, what can I do for you, Martha?
Upon further reflection, I have decided to take you up on your offer to help with my fundraiser.
That's very sweet of you to think of me.
The event is 1 week from tomorrow.
Oh.
We need to raise $47,000 immediately. Otherwise, we won't be able to get our plantings in the ground before the winter freeze.
47 this morning, the budget was 177,000.
Well, I managed to whittle it down by replacing the waterfall with a stone fountain, modeled on one I discovered on my trip to Sorrento.
Looks lovely.
It is. It will be. And here's where you come in. The leader of our Chamber of Commerce, Adam Berger, is on the fence, and I need you to use your black magic to get him on our side.
Martha, it doesn't quite work that way. And besides, you didn't need any magic during your bid for mayor.
Bid? Bid? We could ask people to bid at a silent auction.
What a wonderful idea.
Oh, Cassie, I'm bursting with fresh ideas. I'll go after the cash donations while you put together the items for the auction.
Glad to. Here's our very first item.
Cassie displays the silverware case. Cassie and Grace walk up to their front door. Cassie roots around her purse for the keys.
I still left my keys in the car.
Grace holds up the keys.
Thank you.
Do I get a popsicle?
No popsicles. We're going to have dinner as soon as Brandon gets here, but maybe you can draw him a picture.
Cassie unlocks the door and they go inside. Cassie puts her purse down on a hall table.
Hey. How was your first day with Martha?
Very difficult.
Jake puts on a police hat.
She wants us to dress like clowns.
I'm sorry. I hope you don't mind. I just can't take you seriously.
You can't imagine how hard it is to work for that woman.
Oh, yes, I can.
He and Cassie kiss.
I agreed to run her silent auction.
With Martha? Won't be very silent.
Walk with me. I gotta check on my vindaloo.
Jake follows Cassie. A portrait of a woman on the mantle.
Hey, Ori. Oh, you are a fast walker.
Well, it's a warm-up for my field hockey practice.
Cool. When's your next game? I'd love to watch.
Cool. We need the support. More people show up to archery than us.
Well, it's nothing more thrilling than a bullseye, right?
By the way, did you see all the comments on my online dating article?
Yeah, most of them were from guys who wanted to date you.
Well, I was thinking I could do a follow-up.
About what?
Well, go on blind dates with some of the guys and then write about the experience.
Oh, so you're still looking for a date for the wedding?
No. Why? Jealous?
No.
Because if you weren't my editor, then maybe you could come with me. I'm just kidding.
Oh. Well, then maybe I should resign. I'm kidding. So, I'm kidding, too.
Well, I have to get to my practice.
Yeah.
Cassie makes a stew in a pot.
Oh, I hired someone for the shop today.
Well, that's good. Anybody I know?
No, her name is Audrey Bennett. She's new in town.
Sounds good.
Aren't you going to ask me to run a background check?
A background check? Come on. We're partners, right? Every good cop knows he has to trust his partner. And I trust you.
10-4, Chief.
She and Jake kiss.
Cassie.
Everly, it's so good to see you.
Jake!
Hi. So, where's the future bride and groom?
Oh, they're unpacking the car.
Okay, well, let me help.
You look so fresh for someone who's traveled such a long way.
Wow, I'm so excited.
Oh, me too.
We're going to have so much fun helping the kids with this wedding.
I can't wait to hear some of your ideas.
Oh, my head is spinning with them. On the way here, Tara and I saw an island on the river, and we thought perhaps we could ferry the guests over for a reception.
Sounds like you both envision a fairly grand affair.
Oh, just a thought.
Cassie smiles and sees Brandon come in the door.
What smells so good?
That's Cassie's chicken vindaloo.
Oh,
feels like I never left home.
Oh, there's the happy couple. Tara.
Hi.
So, Brandon, how's the job going?
It's terrific.
Tell them.
The label wants me to be their rep for their festival tour.
Oh, congratulations, Brandon.
I am proud of you, son.
Isn't that cool? It starts in just 2 weeks.
Yeah, and it goes nonstop for 6 months, so.
What about the wedding?
Aunt Beverly, we wanted to wait until we had everyone together to let you know what.
We have to postpone the wedding.
Beverly looks pained. Jake looks serious. Cassie looks surprised. Exterior of stone building. Audrey knocks on an office door and smiles.
Hi, can I help you?
Well, yes. Hello, officer.
Please, Derek.
Officer Derek, I'm Audrey. I'm new in town, on my own.
Oh. Oh.
My new landlord wants proof of my prior residence, but my license has expired.
Well, he probably just needs a reference. It's pretty common. I could help you out.
Great.
Derek goes to his desk.
The owner of the Bell Book and Candle where I work suggested I come here.
Cassie.
Yeah.
Yeah, she usually knows what she's doing. Well, if you give me your name and social, I could probably pull up your prior address on some kind of document.
My name is Audrey Bennett.
All right. Bennett. All right, well, there's a few Audrey Bennetts. What's your social security number?
You know what? It's okay. I don't want to trouble you.
No. It's no trouble.
Derek smiles at her.
Sorry.
Sure.
Hello, Derek Sanders. Because the uniforms you gave us got dirty, Martha. Madam Mayor. I sent them out for cleaning. 5 weeks?
5 weeks?
Yes. Right away.
He hangs up the phone.
Sorry. I'll be right back.
Sure. Okay.
Derek leaves the office. Audrey sneaks behind the desk. She writes information from the computer screen on a piece of paper. Audrey holds a pocket watch in Cassie's shop.
My father's pocket watch. And his father's before that. I plan to give it to Brandon on his wedding day. I found just the chain for it.
Wow. Sounds like you guys are pretty close. Must be nice to always have someone you can turn to.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have family. But there are some things that family members have a hard time understanding.
Well, that's why it's great to have a friend you can talk to. Someone who really listens.
I already feel like we can tell each other anything.
Audrey seems ready to say something to Cassie. Brandon and Beverly and Tara walk in.
Oh, here. Hide the watch in that drawer. Okay, sure.
Well, hello. Tara, I thought you had a conference today.
The keynote speaker got sick, so it was canceled.
Well, now you have a little free time to do whatever you want before the tour.
And I just thought of exactly what we could do. Tara, let's get married.
Beverly's jaw drops.
Right now?
No. Next Sunday, before I hit the road.
That's in 8 days. We couldn't possibly, could we?
Well, why not? Cassie and my dad got married on short notice, and Cassie did it in no time. Like magic.
Well, it was a magical day.
We don't have to go over the top. We can do something small, casual. The important thing is we're getting married.
Tara, honey, are you sure you want to give up all those special things you always wanted for your wedding?
Well, maybe.
I'm glad to help, whatever you choose.
Cassie, don't you have the mayor's fundraiser the day before?
I could help with that, Cassie. Whatever you need. Let's go for it.
Okay. Let's go to the cafe right now and start making lists.
Okay.
Cassie?
Oh, the shop.
I'll cover for you. Not a problem.
Thanks, Audrey. For everything.
Audrey smiles and nods. Cassie follows them out of the shop. A man reads a pamphlet in Martha's office.
The office looks different.
Thank you.
Who's your decorator? Marie Antoinette?
No, sadly she wasn't available. I did it myself. To reflect a new era in Middleton leadership.
Cassie is a tough act to follow.
Back to business, shall we? As you can see, our European fountain is the focal point of the Middleton Botanical Gardens.
Should bring in the tourists?
Well, Middleton is getting a lot of bang for its buck. And with your leadership in the business community, you ought to be able to raise that kind of money in no time.
Who's your plumber?
Pardon?
You can't have a fountain without water. Or electricity.
Oh, well, I just assumed that was included in the cost of the fountain.
First rule of sound investing? Never assume anything.
But...
have another look at these figures and get back to me.
But I... But there's so little time.
Cassie takes the pamphlet back. Exterior of a home.
It'd be a huge help if you could drop by Foster's Hardware and grab the garden tools that he's donating. Great. And Audrey, thank you for being there.
Cassie hangs up.
I guess things are working out with Audrey.
Honestly, I don't know what I'd do without her. Especially with Brandon getting married on such short notice.
I'm glad he's found his soulmate.
How's your article coming along?
I'm not too sure about any of it. But I have my first date today, so who knows?
Well, you know how it is. You really want someone in your life, and then when you least expect it, there they are.
I hope whoever he is shows up before the wedding.
This might help.
Cassie stands and opens a trunk.
A wood box?
She carries a box over to Lori.
Oh, careful, don't open it. You'll expose the film.
It's a camera?
A camera obscura.
Cool.
Long time ago, it was owned by a Parisian photographer who took candid pictures of couples in love. All you need to do is wind it 3 times. And then, find your focus.
Lori looks at her and smiles.
Thanks. Smile.
She takes the camera and points it at Cassie. Audrey cleans a pocket watch in the shop. Derek comes in. Audrey looks over at him in surprise.
Is there a problem, officer?
I thought you promised to call me Derek.
Oh, sorry. Right. Derek. It's just that when I see a uniform, I assume there's trouble.
Well, if there's trouble, then I'm not doing my job right.
Audrey nods.
Listen, I was thinking, you know, you being new in town, maybe I could show you around.
Well, that would be great.
Dinner?
Sure, I'd love to hear about your job.
Well, it's not that exciting. Parking tickets, shoplifting, the odd drifter who gets up to no good, fraud.
Fraud?
Well, I mean, you meet all kinds of characters.
Right.
But I always get my man. Or my woman. Not that I can, you know, I didn't...
Right.
Yeah. One sec. Fender bender at Grove and Third. We'll have to continue this conversation. On Tuesday?
Sure. At what time?
7?
Can we make it 8? I'm volunteering at the South Street Animal Shelter.
8 p.m. Maybe there's a good crime movie.
Right.
Audrey smiles as Derek leaves the shop. She opens a drawer and gets the pocket watch out. She follows it with her eyes as she swings it back and forth. She smiles. Cassie digs in a flower pot with a tool.
Bill!
Oh my goodness, you are so scary. Oh.
I thought we'd find you out here.
Can I have a cookie?
One.
Two?
I said one.
George smiles at Grace and Cassie.
Bye, Grandpa.
See you, sweetie. I wonder what the weather's going to be next weekend.
Ooh, 60% chance of showers on Saturday.
Well, nothing you can do about the weather.
Oh, yes, I can.
Really?
I can order tenting for the auction in case it pours.
It's from Gwen. She's spending a week out west visiting her grandchildren.
Please tell your wonderful wife we all miss her.
I can't seem to open these pictures.
Here.
Cassie takes George's phone.
Oh, what a beautiful shot of those mountains. Wow.
George looks at the photo on his phone.
These new phones drive me crazy. World is moving so fast. Kids are growing up so fast these days. One of these days, Grace won't even be able to relate to me.
And where did you get that idea?
It's at her school. The way she's being taught. I don't get it.
Well, you can be sure of one thing. She is learning whenever you're together.
Cassie, her school is not in session the next few days. What do you say I give her some old-fashioned tutoring?
I think that'd be a great learning experience.
You know, it really helped Grace get down to the basics.
I meant for the both of you. The best teachers always learn from their students.
George smiles at her. Exterior of the Espresso Cafe.
We think this could be fun. Besides, we're just going casual.
Casual? What happened to your plans for an elegant Southern French supper with your name stenciled on the napkins?
Well, because it's in 6 days, Aunt Beverly.
Well, he could say no to the tour.
And that's what he's dreamed of his whole life.
Well, at least take a week off.
Well, the tour's like a 24/7 job.
And what about your dreams, Tara? The wedding you always wanted since you were a little girl. Have you shared those with Brandon? It's got to be a partnership. What's best for both of you?
Maybe I will insist on a sit-down dinner.
Insist on the wedding you always wanted.
Poor Miss Bryson thought she had lost Grace for good at a petting zoo. And then she found her, riding a goat.
No.
Oh, my goodness. You must have your hands full. Yes, Grace is very fulfilling. I know it's only been 3 days, but this is the beginning of a lot of things for me. Thanks to you. For all your support, you have been so great. That's what friends are for. Friends?
Cassie nods.
From the minute I walked into Middleton, I felt renewed and welcome. This town has a way of welcoming wandering spirits and changing their lives. I'm proof of that.
Audrey nods.
Cassie!
Oh, Martha, I had no idea it was you.
Hello, Cassie, Audrey.
Hello.
Martha holds a black scarf.
Oh, it's a beautiful scarf. I have one just like it at home.
You know what I always say. Loveliness is like, compost for the soul.
I'm not quite sure I follow.
How did it go with Adam and the business associates?
Not well. In fact, not very well at all. I thought a change in style, like your style, I might be able to raise funds and my approval ratings. I've raised less than $100. You know what? Here. You take it. And Audrey, could you please get all of the auction items into the display case at City Hall ASAP?
Certainly. We have so many great things.
Well, right now, there are only hope to raise the money.
Once people see these items, they'll be sure to loosen their purse strings.
Martha looks lost in thought. Audrey smiles and nods.
Excuse me. Hello, Bruce. Yes, I'm going to be sending you a customer. I was wondering if you could show her some floral options for the wedding.
Oh, that wedding.
I know.
5 days from now? I used to be in the wedding business, and all I can tell you is good luck.
Audrey smiles at Martha.
However, speaking of loosening my own purse strings, please put this with the auction items.
Is it worth a lot?
Well, my home decor is more Chesapeake Bay than Hopi Indian.
Audrey holds the figurine and looks at it. Lori's editor walks into a cafe and sees her sitting.
Hey, thought you were on a lunch date.
I am. Can't you tell?
Where's the date?
It's running late. By about 35 minutes.
He sits down at the table with her.
Can I help you, sir?
Maybe I can help you with something. Your assignment. Why don't you let your editor buy you lunch?
But what if our lunch doesn't go well and I write about it?
Okay, well then I will take my chances.
I guess I could go for a little bite.
All right.
But I don't want to spoil my dinner. I've got a date later, and he seems like a winner. He's into photography, Thai food, and he's pretty cute.
The editor nods.
All right.
Exterior of a stone building.
Come in.
A man walks into Martha's office.
Thank you for seeing me, Madam Mayor.
I like to make myself available for my constituents, Mr. Russell.
Call me Grant. I'm a marketer, and I read about your auction in the paper.
And you'd like to make a contribution?
Not exactly, but for a reasonable price, I could make an online catalog of all the items up for auction, get the word out.
I need to raise money, not spend it.
But seeing the items would really pique interest, get people to, loosen their purse strings.
Cassie.
Pardon?
Nothing. A little voice tells me that I should hire you.
I put all the items in the showcase, and I locked it.
Audrey, this is Grant Dressel.
Hello?
Grant stands and shakes hands with Audrey.
Hi.
He's going to be making an online catalog of all of our auction pieces. Oh, perhaps you could work with him.
Of course.
Grant looks at Audrey sternly.
Excuse me.
Now, I should warn you, we have limited funds and I am a tough, tough negotiator. So, what will the webpage look like and how much will it cost?
Yes, if that's the next one available. And is it nonstop? Great. I'll take it. My name?
Audrey looks around.
My name is Cassie. Cassie Nightingale.
That was a busy morning.
Yeah, but look at all we got done.
Yeah.
Brandon and Tara have a picnic by a lake.
I love it here.
Me too. Brings back a lot of good memories.
Brandon smiles. Tara stares down open-mouthed.
What is it?
We forgot to order the embroidered napkins. They're never going to be ready in time.
Oh, we can use these. I have extras.
Tara shakes her head at him.
Tara, what's wrong? I thought you liked the casual wedding idea.
I do, but a few traditional touches would be nice.
Tradition takes time, and we have 5 days.
I said traditional touches. I didn't say a full symphony with half a dozen bridesmaids. What about your wedding vows? Have you written them yet?
I thought I would wing it.
Wing it? Brandon, these are our vows to each other. For life. How can you even think of just saying any old thing that pops into your head?
I thought that you liked that I was spontaneous. I thought that that was something that we had in common.
Well, maybe we don't have as much in common as we thought.
Tara. Tara.
She picks up her purse and storms off. Brandon stands and watches her go. He goes back to the table and grabs a bag.
Okay. A is for apple. B is for
boy.
Grace watches her grandpa write on a chalkboard.
What's the C for?
Swimming.
No. Well, yeah, sort of. But the C you're talking about, the ocean, starts with an S.
Ocean starts with an L.
How about C is for cat?
He turns and sees Grace isn't there.
Grace!
Grandpa.
She stands to his side.
Sweetheart. Pumpkin, you have to take your schoolwork seriously.
Okay.
School time is learning time. How'd you like to learn how to tie that shoe?
I already know.
Really?
She puts her tied shoe on the chair in front of him.
How did you do that?
Miss Bryson showed me.
Well, that's a fine job.
Take a picture, Grandpa.
I think we better move on to numbers. Besides, Grandpa doesn't know where there's a camera.
Please, Grandpa.
My phone is a camera, yeah.
They smile at each other.
Your painting is the perfect auction item for our new park. No? Oh, I apologize. I thought for sure that Audrey would have picked it up by now. You know what? I'll have it off your hands within the hour. Thank you, Mr. Levine.
Cassie hangs up and opens the front door to her shop. She walks in and looks around.
Audrey?
She puts her purse down. She opens a drawer and takes out the pocket watch case. She sees that it's empty. She looks confused. Jake hangs up his phone as Cassie sits in his office.
Derek has a date with her tonight, and she's not answering her phone.
Jake, I'm really worried for her.
Well, I'll find her. Cassie.
Jake goes over to her.
I will. I'll find her. Well,
that's not all. My great-grandfather's pocket watch, the one for Brandon, it's missing.
Martha walks in.
Martha, Audrey's gone.
Well, that's not all that's gone. We are missing every last auction item from the display.
No.
And I believe that you entrusted Audrey with the only key.
They both look at Cassie.
Did you have trouble getting Grace to bed?
No trouble at all. Not a care in her world. I was up in my sitting room thinking.
Well, I've checked the airports, the trains, the buses. If she is gone, she hasn't gone far, not with all those auction items.
Well, if we can't find her, maybe she's lost.
Well, I need to go back to the station and review those surveillance videos. Maybe you should go to the store and see if anything else is missing.
A friend is missing.
Cassie, a friend? You hardly know her.
Oh, there's some people you know really well right away.
Like when I met you.
Jake holds her shoulder.
I just want to find her.
Jake nods.
We will.
Everything's been so rough for all of us lately with you and Martha.
George. And Grace hasn't exactly been a model student.
Lori's feeling down. Now Brandon and Tara.
Yeah, well, they'll be okay.
They haven't been seeing eye to eye. Even if it all comes together, there won't be a wedding unless the two of them are together in spirit.
Well, they have been under a lot of pressure lately.
No, it's more than that.
Dad, Cassie, you got a minute?
Sure. What is it?
They both look at Brandon.
There's no other way to say this, but Tara and I have broken up. The wedding's off.
Jake looks at Cassie. Cassie looks at Brandon and sighs. Exterior of a restaurant called Radius.
So I used to date this girl, and she'd always bring her own salt and pepper shakers to restaurants. So when you put this on the table,
What did you think it was?
I wasn't sure. Like a box of fried chicken, you know, in case you didn't like your entree.
Well, I never dine without my camera obscura.
Yeah, well, it's a little weird, but cute.
Lori smiles at her date.
Care for dessert this evening?
Yeah, definitely.
But first, would you mind taking our photo?
Sure.
The waiter picks up the large camera and turns it.
You just wind it 3 times and then shoot.
He winds it.
Hold it.
He takes a photo of them with the editor standing behind.
Nice.
Thanks.
I think that's a keeper.
Lori? Hey, I didn't think I'd find you here.
Jim, what are you doing here?
I was having coffee with a friend of mine.
Jim nods at Lori, looks at him with annoyance.
Right.
What? Yeah, I came here just to see you? Hey, thanks for the latte.
A guy walks past Jim and acts like he doesn't know him.
Mind if I sit down?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Her date sits down with the two of them at the table.
Excuse me.
Where are you going?
I need to use the ladies' room. Do you want to follow me?
No. Hey. How's it going?
It was going really well.
Exterior of a stone building.
You need to see this right away. I put an APB out with every pawn shop within a 150-mile radius, and I asked them for copies of their video surveillance tape over the past 24 hours.
I couldn't believe it myself till I saw it.
Video of Audrey selling the silverware.
Okay, Derek, stop the tape. Zoom in.
That's Audrey! I knew there was something off about that woman.
She fooled me too, Cassie.
Cassie looks at the video with her mouth open.
Cassie, are you okay?
No, I'm not.
Exterior of a school building. Lori sits at her laptop and works on her 6 dates in 3 days article.
Don't worry. I'll finish my deadline.
Lori, do I look worried? You've never let me down before. I mean, you're cutting it a little close on this one.
I know. I was hoping I'd hear from Sean by now, for the article.
Sean?
The guy from the dinner date you crashed? He hasn't called.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
Yeah? And what makes you so sure?
Are you kidding? Lori, come on, you're smart. You're so smart, you're so funny.
Don't stop. Keep it coming.
Lori stands up next to Jim.
So pretty. And you have this certain way that you bite on your lower lip. That's the one.
They stare at each other. They kiss.
What were we talking about?
My lower lip.
Okay. Sorry, I gotta go scan some homecoming posters.
Lori turns and looks after him. Exterior of a home.
What kind of tea was that?
Lapsang Souchong. You liked it?
Yeah, pretty good.
Brandon and Cassie sit together.
From the way you're looking into your cup, I thought you were reading your tea leaves. May I?
Cassie pours from a cup onto a saucer.
The leaves that are left form shapes. What do you see?
Brandon looks at the leaves in the cup.
I don't know. Sticks? No, bones.
Bones suggest doubt. It's not the rush or the different plans that have come between you and Tara. It's doubt.
I don't want to lose her, but if we can't manage a wedding, how are we going to manage a lifetime of marriage?
It's normal to have doubts. I have some terrible doubts of my own right now.
About me?
No, someone else. You know, when your father and I first announced our wedding, Brandon, I was so nervous. A free spirit like me marrying a policeman, how was that ever going to work?
But it did.
Cassie smiles and nods.
It's just the music business is intense, and I want to give 100% to my job and 100% to Tara. It doesn't add up.
Your problems aren't doubled when you get married. With the right partner, they're cut in half.
I love her, Cassie.
Then the two of you can do things you never dreamed possible. With love.
Brandon nods. Exterior of the cafe.
Based on the transaction pattern, she's working her way north. I could take her through Chester, and we're working with the sheriff there, so...
Nothing else?
Well, we recovered her fingerprints off of every item from the auction and matched them to the fingerprints of hers taken from your shop. But other than that, it's all I know.
Jake, I'm sorry to ask so many questions, but you've got to find a suspect. I'd lost a friend, and I miss her.
You miss her? After what she's done to you? To this town?
You know, I found out Bennett isn't her real last name.
Jake, Cassie Nightingale wasn't my real name either.
Look, I know you want to give Audrey the benefit of the doubt, but I'm a cop. I have to follow the evidence. And I have to file all these status reports because Martha keeps checking in with me every minute. That's why I wanted to come for lunch, just so I could get away from her.
That does sound like a problem.
You know what the problem is? The problem is you trusted Audrey. And, of course, I trusted you. And then Audrey robbed us blind, and now Martha doesn't trust me.
Just give it time.
Now, we are just from two different planets.
Kind of like the two of us. Sometimes opposites attract. It's the law of magnetism.
Jake holds up his phone to Cassie.
Martha. Again.
Exterior of Smithville Pawn Shop. Audrey walks out from of it and looks around.
Hey. Take this in. You should get a lot for it.
I can't.
Sure you can. You can, and you will.
Look, it's bad enough that you forced me to steal those auction items, but this is Cassie's watch. I can't do that to her. Haven't I paid you enough?
No.
You stole from me. I could file charges.
Those things I took from the house, they were mine. You promised me that if I stole those showcase items and gave you the money, that you would let me go.
What makes you think that I would ever let you go? Either you come home with me, or I have the police throw you in jail where you belong.
Why can't we just end this?
Because you're my wife. And don't get any ideas about running your friend Cassie, and how to deal with her as well. Did you really think that I was going to find you here?
All I had to do was look in your computer's cache. It was loaded with searches for Middleton.
Please.
Now you wanted in Middleton, too. You've got a choice. Either you go to prison, or you stick with me like a good little girl.
Grant holds the pocket watch in front of her. He drops it in her hand.
I'll protect you.
He rubs her shoulder as she takes the watch into the pawn shop. He stands on the sidewalk and looks in the window. He sees her running through the shop. He goes in and chases her. She runs into the alley. He gets to the alley and runs after her.
Audrey, get back here!
He stops and looks around and doesn't see her.
Can't run fast enough, Audrey! You know I'll find you!
Exterior of Cassie's shop.
Hello?
She walks to the front door and turns the sign from inside to closed. She walks back and opens the cash register. She counts some money in it.
Hello, Audrey. I'm sorry, Cassie. You've been such a good friend to me, and I let you down. Audrey, seeing you here has brought me right back up again.
Audrey smiles at her.
Here. I was about to pawn it, but I couldn't do it. Not to you. Thank you for keeping it safe. I was worried. I never let it out of my sight. I meant worried about you.
Audrey nods.
Don't be. I'm going someplace that I can be safe.
Cassie looks at her with concern. Derek sits at his computer.
Hi, Audrey. It's nice to see you again.
I'm sorry, Derek.
Derek nods. Cassie leads Audrey into Jake's office.
Chief Russell, I stole the auction items from the showcase.
Audrey, don't say any more. You know you have the right to an attorney.
I don't want one. I came back to confess everything. Audrey, I haven't known you long, but I hope I know you well. And you're not telling us something. I pawned all I could for cash. But I came back because of you.
Well, you're doing the honorable thing, Audrey. But these are serious charges.
I know. It's only right I get what I deserve.
Well, that'll be for our judge to decide, and he's not available until tomorrow. So until then, I have no choice. But, Derek.
Derek gets up from his desk.
Could you place Audrey in custody, please?
Yeah.
He handcuffs her and leads her away.
I can't help but feel she deserves better.
Well, it may be so, but it doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't.
Maybe you didn't know her as well as you thought you did.
Perhaps I should get to know her better.
Lori walks down a school hallway with her books.
Jim, we need to talk.
I know. I crossed the line and I shouldn't have.
It's about Sean, my date. I just got an email from him.
Oh. How's that going?
Not well.
Why not?
It made him think I was only on the date for the article and not because I actually liked him.
Okay, Lori, I didn't...
And I know why. You thought the article would be more interesting if the dates didn't go well.
No, Lori,
that's... And the worst part is you acted like you liked me.
Lori, I do like you.
You kissed me, and then you turned and walked away.
No, there's more than that. You don't understand.
I get it. I got it. And this time, I'm walking away.
Lori walks away from Jim. Jim fidgets nervously in the hallway. Tara walks on a sidewalk. She walks into Cassie's shop. Cassie looks up and sees her.
I'm sorry to hear about Audrey.
I'm just relieved she's okay. How about you? Are you okay?
I've been better. But I just wanted to thank you so much for all your hard work. Sorry it's all gone to waste.
Nothing we do in life is ever wasted. Even the worst things can lead to something better.
I wish I could believe that, but right now it...
You're being pulled apart.
By Brandon and Aunt Beverly, the two people I care about most, and it hurts.
Sometimes when Jake and I have troubles, I go to a quiet place and remember how it all began. All the reasons we fell in love, and all the reasons we love each other now more than ever.
Dara smiles.
It's hard to remember the good memories right now.
Then that's the best time to make new ones.
Tara looks deep in thought. An officer leads Audrey into a visiting area. He takes off her handcuffs. Cassie sits and waits to speak with her. Audrey sits.
I brought you some of my homemade almond cookies dipped in chocolate. I call them Harvest Moons. I think you'll like them. We have similar tastes. Thank you, Cassie. How long have you been running?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Audrey, I came here to listen.
A long time. And I'm tired of running.
And that's why you're here. Safe, but lonely.
I married Grant. And he was such a great guy at first. But then he started telling me who I could see and where I could go. And eventually he didn't want me going anywhere. And when I did, he got very, very angry. So I went out anyway, far away as I could go. I tried to change my name, and he found me. He always finds me.
Cassie listens with sympathy.
I wish I could just disappear.
But then I wouldn't be able to see you.
The reason that I stole those things is because he threatened me. And you. He promised me a way out. He lied.
You need to tell Jake everything you just told me.
And the police do not see that side of him. They are no help.
Jake will help. We all will, working together.
You don't understand, Cassie. He is a dangerous man. He will come after me. He always does. No matter where I go, he finds me. And he will come after you and your family if you get in his way.
I'm not afraid.
I won't take that chance. I am safer here. We all are. Besides, I think I've done enough damage.
Not to me. Just the opposite. Audrey, I'm better for knowing you. A friend is someone who understands you, who listens to you, someone who is there for you, and you were all those things for me this past week. I just hope you'll let me repay the favor, one friend to another.
Audrey looks down and smiles faintly.
Hang in there. It's gonna get better.
She nods at Cassie. Cassie stands up and leaves. Audrey uncovers a basket Cassie brought. She picks up a bottle, takes off the top and smells it. She puts the top back on.
Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo! Mr. Dressel!
Martha walks up to Grant.
I have to apologize for canceling your catalog.
It was no harm.
Oh, how I wish that were true.
Look, I'm really sorry about your fundraiser and your park. And it was really nice having met you.
To think we had all the money we needed all along.
How so?
One of the items that was stolen, that little wooden doll. Mr. Tyler, our museum curator, saw all of the auction items when they were in the display case. It's a Kachina doll.
So?
A hand-carved Hopi Indian Kachina doll. Apparently a rare one. He says it could be worth up to $50,000. Of course, Cassie had no idea. And now it's gone, likely forever. Can you imagine? $50,000 would have paid for all of the Middleton Botanical Gardens.
Martha walks off. Grant turns and watches her go in contemplation. Brandon dials on his phone. He puts it to his ear.
Brandon.
He looks up and sees Tara moving towards him.
Tara?
He hangs up.
How'd you know I was here?
I didn't. I was just thinking about what Cassie told me, and I don't know. I just wanted to go to a quiet place and think about us. How this all started. Then I remembered it all started here.
This is where I proposed to you.
She smiles and nods.
Sorry, did I interrupt your phone call?
I was about to call the music company. I'm gonna walk away from this tour.
You can't give that up. Brandon, every time you talked about that job, you were so excited.
I was more excited about us. We're starting our lives together. That's why I wanted to rush this wedding. The tour means nothing to me without you.
They gaze at each other.
Are you sure?
I've never been more sure about anything in my life.
Brandon gets down on one knee.
Tara, will you marry me?
She smiles and nods. She takes off the ring and hands it back to him. He puts it back on her ring finger. He stands up and hugs her.
Tara, if you want a more traditional wedding, find some way to do it. Even in a day and a half. I'll do it.
I think as long as we're together, we can do anything.
He kisses her. They hug. Exterior of the home at night.
I'm glad the wedding's back on. It'll be fun. Even if I do go alone.
You'll find him, Lori.
Who?
The right one.
Yeah, but when?
You just have to picture that it will all work out.
Oh, that reminds me. My pictures for the article. I have to pick them up from the lab tomorrow.
Cassie smiles and nods. George walks into Grace's school.
Oh, hello, Mr. O'Hanrahan. How is Grace enjoying her break?
Well, I decided to use the time to go over a few of the basics with her.
I bet she enjoyed that.
I'm not so sure.
Well, Grace is a very loving child and eager to learn.
I know that now. She gets it from her parents.
Not just her parents. Let me show you something.
Miss Bryson pulls papers out of the drawer.
Here.
Grace, do these?
Mm-hmm.
George looks at a drawing that says, I love Grandpa on it.
Is that supposed to be me?
She has a very high opinion of you.
I'm in a lot of these.
Mm-hmm. Fishing, hiking, fixing her bike.
I had no idea.
Looks like you've shared a lot of things she thinks are worth drawing. And I have a feeling you will always be a big part of her life.
Thanks for these.
Don't thank me. Thank the artist.
You know, I only want what's best for her.
Of course, so do I.
You know, your method with the fun and freedom is what's best for her right now.
Really? What changed your mind?
I find out that she learned a lot from you.
Well, the best teachers are always learning from their students.
Funny. It's exactly what her mother told me. Cassie.
Exterior of a museum. Grant knocks on the door.
Come in.
A man lets him in.
You must be the curator.
Yes.
Grant Dressel.
Hi.
Thanks for agreeing to see me on Saturday.
Did you bring it?
The curator looks at the figurine.
Oh. Oh, my.
Yes?
Yes, indeed. It's authentic. You can tell that it's been carved from a single block of wood. Perfect condition.
How much do you think it's worth?
I'd say 15, 20 years in jail. You're under arrest.
Jake cuffs Grant.
Great job, thank you.
The curator nods at Jake. Lori takes photos from an envelope.
week has been a blur, all right.
She picks up one with her and Jim in focus and her date out of focus. She puts her phone to her ear.
Hey, it's Lori. Is Jim there?
Hey, Lori.
Are you kidding? When? But why would he quit? Yeah. Right, okay. Thanks.
She hangs up. Exterior of a stone building. Audrey and Eric walk into the police station.
What a glorious turn of events.
I can hardly believe it.
Well, there's one person who never stopped believing in me. A lot of people here played a part.
Especially Martha. Oh. Job well done, Madam Mayor.
I could say the same about you.
Cassie smiles.
Oh, and I will. Very well done, Chief. I must say that it was a very clever scheme on my part. Our part.
You know, despite your differences, you two really came together on this one.
We sure did. We were like a magnetic force.
Martha looks at Jake.
Who'd have thought?
When Martha told Grant that the Kachina doll was worth 50 grand, we knew he couldn't resist.
But weren't you worried that he would make off with it?
Audrey, this doll Cassie gave me is a flawed replica. Cute, but worth less than $15.
I'd say it was worth more than that. It put Grant behind bars, and it bought Audrey her freedom.
And now you can have your auction.
No, we will, but obviously not today. Gentlemen, come with me. I want to take official inventory of all that we recovered. Come on.
They all follow Martha.
I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say a thing. That's the beauty of real friendship. You just know.
Still, if there's anything I can do for you, Cassie.
Oh, there is. There's lots to do. My son is getting married tomorrow.
Audrey smiles. Lori walks in the courtyard area at her school.
Jim?
Found me.
I figured it was you hiding behind Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, well, like they said, he was the master of suspense.
And romanticism.
Did you know he was actually a really good journalist? Just like you.
Well, I guess I have a knack for finding a good story. You know, you didn't have to quit the paper.
Ed.
Well, I want you to reconsider, because you're a great editor, even though we've had our problems recently.
Lori, I didn't crash your dates in hopes of getting a better story. I didn't. I did it because I like you.
It's a funny way to show it.
No, like, I really like you. Like, a lot.
Well, I really like you. A lot.
They both look down nervously.
That's why I quit. Editors can't date their writers, so I thought maybe if I gave up being your editor, hopefully maybe I could be your date at the wedding.
My date? No, that's not what I want.
Oh. It's not?
No. I want you to be my boyfriend.
Lori smiles. They kiss. The guests sit at an outdoor wedding as Tara talks with Grace.
Sorry Glenn couldn't make it.
One day's notice. All the flights were booked. But it's okay. I'm recording it for her on my phone. This new technology's unbelievable.
Cassie and Jake smile at each other.
Seriously, I mean, who would have thought something as strange as a camera obscura would have brought us together?
Cassie thought it.
Cassie smile at Lori.
Oh, Cassie. You've been right all along. Look at all the happy faces.
Oh, with a loving aunt like you, Tara, could never be disappointed.
Well, she did get the wedding she always wanted after all. Because she's marrying the perfect guy. Oh, excuse me. I have a short walk to take.
Beverly walks towards the back. She walks up to Tara.
Oh, you look so happy. I couldn't ask for anything more. Shall we? Yes.
Brandon stands on the altar near Martha and looks at them.
Oh.
The guests stand. Grace throws flower petals out of a basket as Beverly and Tara walk down the aisle. Beverly and Tara kiss each other on the cheek and smile. Brandon smiles as Tara approaches him. Tara kneels and kisses Grace on the cheek. She faces Brandon on the altar.
Nice boots.
Yours too.
The guests all sit.
You've been a very good girl.
I know.
Grace and Jake and Cassie all smile.
Dearly beloved friends, family, and well-wishers, we are gathered together to celebrate the marriage of Tara and Brandon. Isn't it amazing how the good people of Middleton never fail to rise to the occasion and come together just when we need each other most? In fact, it reminds me of my own wedding, actually, on a summer afternoon right here in Middleton when my fiancé...
Can I say something?
Yes, yes, of course. I'm so sorry.
Brandon takes out a note card from his pocket.
Your vows?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to wing it.
Been thinking about it since the day I met you. Tara, from the first moment we met, I knew you were someone special. It was magic that brought us together.
Brandon looks over at Cassie and she smiles at him.
And since then, times we've spent together have been the best times of my life. You're standing on almost the exact spot where I proposed to you that summer night. And it feels so right to stand here again, sharing our vows. Because just like this beautiful green garden that's all around us, I know that we've found a love that can only grow with time. Tara, I promise I will always love you for the rest of our lives.
He kisses her hand. Tara smiles. Grace, Jake, and Cassie, and Lori and Beverly look on. Martha wipes away a tear. The guests applaud. Derek and Audrey cheer. Grace sweeps up the flower petals.
Sweetie, it's too early to clean that up.
George kneels down next to Grace.
Grace, where did you get that?
Grace holds a broom and smiles. George puts his hand on his chin. Cupcakes on a stand. Tara and Brandon walk up to them.
Oh, what's that delicious smell? Your wedding cake.
Spice cupcakes.
Cinnamon. That's the same spice that was in Brandon's cookies the first day we met.
Cassie smiles at them. Martha sits and drinks a glass of champagne. Cassie walks over to her.
Hello, Cassie. Martha, you did a beautiful job up there. Thanks to this wedding, we now have a beautiful showcase that will inspire the business community to help make the gardens a reality. All because of you.
Martha, it was you who inspired me. You recovered all the auction items. You designed Middleton's botanical gardens. And you married Brandon and Tara with an elegant speech, all in your first week as mayor.
Imagine what I can do during my full term.
I think you'll do an outstanding job as mayor.
Well, you haven't been wrong yet.
Cassie smiles at her.
Thank you, Cassie.
Martha stands up and walks off.
Cassie, I have some good news.
Oh?
So I told you how I have always wanted to care for animals. I'm going to veterinary school.
Wow. Will that take you far from Middleton?
The school is between here and Maddox, so I'm going to be working at your animal shelter to help pay for tuition.
I am so happy for you. Let me know if there's anything I can do to help.
Of course. But Cassie, you've already helped me. More than I can say.
When did you decide to do this?
In my cell. I had a lot of time to think. And this helped give me focus. And courage.
Audrey holds up the bottle.
But I won't be needing it anymore.
Cassie takes it from her.
No, I don't believe you will.
And to think, if I'd never found that website for Middleton, I would never have found you.
Friends always have a way of finding each other.
They smile at each other. The guests all dance.
It's gonna take a little while to get me to smile, but I won't laugh when I do. Ain't no laughing out of me and you.
Jake and Cassie toast and drink.
It's gonna take a little time.
You put the bubbles in my champagne.
Oh, they did that in France. I had nothing to do with that.
I don't believe you. Look at all this.
Well, maybe a little.
I think I was right to trust my partner.
Cassie smiles.
I can take it.
Finally. A slow song.
What, you don't like rock and roll?
I love it. The slow songs let me get close to the love of my life.
I have never felt closer to you.
When you fall, does she wait for you to call? And does she worry when you ain't home? And does she cry all alone? I hate to say it, but in time, she...
Have you ever seen so many happy faces?
It's nothing like the joy of two people finding their perfect partner.
Come on, let's move to the dance floor. I think the footing will be better.
I am dancing on air.
They kiss. Text, Derek, Noah Kopp. Grace, Lily Faye Mowbray. Beverly, Kathleen Lasky. Names and roles of additional cast and crew. Logos of organizations involved in the production. Text, a Whizbang Films production. In association with Lee Distribution Incorporated. Text, this has been a Hallmark Channel presentation.